we are launching into the second hour of the program, inviting you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Kicked off the show tonight with the topic about the guy who I started blasting away at security guards up at the Pentagon yesterday evening. And word is coming out that he is anti-government and smokes marijuana. So maybe marijuana smoking makes you anti-government. I mean, they're just drawing connections in the news media. And, you know, they're not being so explicit in that way. But I think the suggestion is there that this man was crazy because he smokes pot. And there are millions of people in America that smoke pot. And so inevitably some crazy people will smoke pot and go and do something, possibly do something awful. Now, if you want to comment on this, 800-259-9231 is the number here. Of course, the same issue has come up about somebody who is supposedly anti-government. I prefer the term pro-freedom, but I don't even know if that accurately describes this guy. I know that he was for marijuana freedom, but I don't know what else. One of the other articles I saw said that he had a libertarian economic philosophy. They actually used the term libertarian in the article. So what does that mean? I'm not sure. In that same article, they were talking about how he was proposing some sort of program to the Pentagon that would help kill people in military conflicts.
Doesn't sound terribly libertarian to me.
That doesn't sound libertarian. I don't know. But presuming, it doesn't matter what he really is, right? What matters is what the news media says he is.
Right.
And if the news media is saying that he's a libertarian, then we've got to deal with that. We have to address that because people will start to associate the ideas of libertarians or liberty-minded people with the ideas of killers. And, of course, that's not true.
No, but I do think that being, you know, of a liberty mindset, at least for me, this is how it was frustrating. It was frustrating until I moved to the Free State Project, even some period of time after I got here.
Yes.
When I didn't believe that there was any way at all that the government was ever going to shrink, that there was going to be a government program that ever went away, the taxes were going to ever go down. You know, like
seemed hopeless.
It absolutely did seem hopeless, and I can understand why people who are in hopeless, what they believe to be hopeless, they have a hopeless frame of mind, then can kind of get themselves into a desperate frame of mind. And once you've got a guy into a desperate frame of mind, he's not crazy anymore. He's a desperate man. Mm-hmm. That's why they have that term. A desperate man is a dangerous, dangerous thing. Once the government's taking everything from you, you've got nothing left to lose. I can understand why people would be upset.
I can, too. And a caller last hour used the term sympathize. I think the correct term is empathize. At least for me, it is. It's my understanding. Sympathy is what one feels towards somebody who's had something bad happen to them, but if you can't really understand where they were coming from. If you understand where they were coming from, if you can feel what that person was feeling, or if you can relate to what that person was feeling, that's empathy. So I can empathize with what this guy was feeling, because I'm like you, Mark, I was there too. I was very angry, and I was talking about things like, you know, defending the
where's
marijuana.
Where's your line in the sand?
Yeah, where's the line in the sand? Defending the marijuana grow ops from the Fed raids out in California by hiring security guards that they just shoot at the DEA. I mean, all kinds of stuff, crazy stuff like that. Because I thought that, well, the government people are aggressing, so it's completely legitimate. I mean, I was a follower of the non-aggression principle. The idea there is that if you are aggressed upon, that you have the ability and the right justification. Yeah, that you're justified in shooting back or stopping the aggression with violence and possibly taking out the aggressor. And I've changed my position since then. I think that violence is only acceptable if it ends the aggression, and ideally peacefully ends the aggression, as far as not harming the aggressor or doing as little harm as possible to the aggressor.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to prevent harm.
Yeah. And with the government, there's no end to you can't stop them. You are just you. And even if it's you and a gang of people, there's still more government agents who are willing to use violence upon you than there are people like you that are willing to use violence upon the state.
Right. So not only is it, you know, philosophically did I not agree with it, but practically I certainly don't agree with it.
Right. From a practical perspective, it really is a suicide mission. And if you ever want to see liberty in your lifetime, then you shouldn't go on suicide missions. But, yeah, from a moral perspective.
And if you care about liberty, you won't go on suicide missions because it won't bring liberty to those of us who happen to still be around.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. Still waiting for that liberty.
Yeah.
Had a couple people kill themselves in the last few weeks.
Yeah, and not to mention that, but if you started going through the list of liberty martyrs or whatever you want to call them out there, it's getting longer.
Yeah. So from a practical perspective, it's a poor idea to use violence against the state agents. And from my perspective, as far as my belief system, my morals, I'm feeling less and less comfortable with those ideas. I don't think it's right. I think that it's still, even though you might be retaliating, even though you might be feeling as though it's justified or deserved, that it's still not right, that it's still wrong to take somebody's life in that way. That's how I'm feeling these days about that. And if you want to chime in here, again, 800-259-9231 is the number here. And, of course, there are other practical considerations as well that when somebody goes and does an act like this and they get linked into the liberty movement, as it seems as though this guy is being linked in, as the guy in Austin was to some extent, you know, again, talking about him as though he's anti-government, which is a fairly large category that can include people in the liberty movement. I prefer the term pro-freedom. But if he goes out and does that, then it's a black eye for the liberty movement as well, because people will start to look at you, wait, you're a libertarian? Well, you must be one of those crazies. You must be one of those people that bombs buildings and shoots people. No, that's not me at all. Now, there are plenty of people in this movement that still have that agitated mindset of, well, we need to get the state back. They've been aggressing against us forever. How about instead of this continuing the cycle of violence, which is really what it is, really, when you use violence against the state, you're lowering yourself to their level and you're just continuing the cycle, and they use that as an excuse to grow larger and keep doing violence against us. So if you really want violence to end, do you think that violence is going to lead you to that to that end? Do you think violence will solve the problem of violence?
It doesn't sound like it's it makes a lot of sense. Right?
Oh, it sounds like something that we might have learned from the statists, the idea that violence could bring peace. Seems like a very statist concept.
We'll kill our way to peace.
Yeah. It's crazy. So just
once we kill all the bad people, there won't be any more bad people.
Right, because you're not bad for killing somebody? I mean, what?
Well, not to mention that how about the kids and the families and the loved ones and the friends of the bad people? Are you going to be able to convince them that, well, the only way to solve this problem was to put a bullet in your husband's head?
Your daddy deserved to die.
Yeah, your daddy, I kept on plugging him while he was down because he was a bad man, Junior. Don't you understand?
Yeah, right. Now give me a hug, son. I'm your savior, right?
Blood and brains spattered all over your face.
No, the family in that case is going to be very upset at you, and they will likely dedicate themselves to exterminating you.
Right, in whatever way they have to. They don't mind if the state grows in order to get rid of lunatics like you that want to kill daddy. Good Lord.
So, people. Yeah. So when people start showing up in your movement, wherever it is you are, I mean, we're here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, where thousands of liberty-minded people are getting together in order to get active for freedom. Whenever somebody shows up and starts talking about all the violent things they want to do, whether it's, you know, just shooting back at the government agents, or more specific, like setting off bombs or something, you know, just that kind of thing. Whenever somebody comes into this movement and starts advocating for violence as a solution, look out. Look out, because they're either a Fed and attempting to goad you into actually doing some sort of act of violence.
Not unlikely.
Or they really are, you know, losing it, and they very well may snap and go and do some sort of act of violence. And then if you've been hanging out with them, guess what? You're one of their associates. How's that make you look? 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. Coming up here, let's go back to school, Mark. You've got a couple stories about zero tolerance, and it ties right into the violence conversation. We'll get to that. We'll find out what they did to one young lad for having a Well, something that resembled a gun. We'll talk about it. Come on.
Duty, honor, family. They're more than words for active and separated members of the U.S. military. You've defended our freedom, and we're here to help your family. This is Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. You've served your country with honor, and you're entitled to benefits not available to the general public, like buying a home with no down payment, streamlined refinancing, or getting cash out up to 100% of your home's equity. And because of your service to your country, it's usually easier to qualify for a VA loan than a conventional loan.
On your feet!
And get all the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN. varadio.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive.
Have you ever lost power? It's inconvenient for sure, maybe even debilitating. Now imagine you could flip a switch and have your solar backup system provide you with quiet power when you need it. No fumes or noise like a gas generator, and not nearly the maintenance. Go to mysolarbackup.com now and check it out. You're the one who's responsible for providing for your family's needs. MySolarBackup.com.
Righto. We continue here. We'll take your phone calls about whatever you want, whether you want to talk about the guy that was doing the shooting up in D.C. or whatever might happen to be on your mind. Meantime, we go to the schools, to the government schools of America, Mark, and the insane zero-tolerance policies that they have. In many cases, there are zero-tolerance policies against weapons, zero-tolerance policies against drugs. In fact, there was a story at the top of freetalklive.com within the past few days that one of our listeners submitted, which is what happens on our website. You can create your own account and submit whatever stories and show prep stuff that you want to, and other listeners can vote it up. Some of it hits the top of the website, and one of them was about a kid touching a pill and getting suspended for that.
Adderall pill.
So sometimes it's drugs, sometimes it's guns, sometimes it's what do you got?
Iona kindergartner suspended for making a gun with his hand.
An Iona kindergartner?
Yeah.
Okay.
To the little boy's mother, it was just a six-year-old boy playing around. But when Mason Jammer, a kindergarten student at Jefferson Elementary in Iona,
I got you! No, you didn't! No, you didn't!
curled his fist into the shape of a gun Wednesday and pointed it at another student. School officials said it was no a laughing matter. They suspended Mason until Friday, saying the behavior had made other students uncomfortable.
Mm.
Said Aaron Jammer, Mason's
mother.
Man, if
that's all you have to do to get suspended these days is make other kids uncomfortable, then they should be suspending a lot of people.
School officials allege Mason had displayed this kind of behavior for several months, despite numerous warnings. I don't think it's too harsh for I do think it's too harsh for a six-year-old, said Jammer, who was previously warned that if Mason continued the practice, he would be suspended. He's six. He just likes to play. Jammer says her son isn't violent, and there are other more effective ways of teaching him not to make a gun with his hand. And this was such common behavior when I was a kid. Making a gun with your hand? Bang, bang.
What didn't they? Now I am speculating, and it's based on memory, and it could be I don't know where I got this information from, but haven't they essentially observed young boys specifically who have not been exposed to guns, and they just pick up sticks and like pretend like they're swords? I mean, there's some sort of testosterone violence thing that seems to be kind of inherent in young males. I don't know. That's just what that's my understanding of it.
Well, from the evolution of the species, the only thing that we're good for is going out and killing things.
Yeah.
Whether that thing is other males or beasts that can be eaten. You know, that's really the reality of it.
And I'm all in favor of peace. I don't think it's a good idea to point guns at people. In fact, I think it's an incredibly poor idea. If you actually have a real gun, number one rule is you never point it at anybody unless you intend to destroy that person. But the idea of...
Kids, little boys have been shooting at each other with fake guns for a very, very long time.
Yes, and most of them don't grow up to be madman killers. I mean, no. I don't think that... I just find it hard to believe that running around going bang, bang at your friends at age six with hands folded into guns is going to be in any way some sort of influential activity that will somehow lead somebody down the road toward madness. It just doesn't seem likely to me.
No.
So what happened to him? Suspended?
Yeah, suspended until Friday from, this was, from yesterday, so a couple of days.
Gotcha.
Let's see, the mother continues to get, maybe what she could do is take his recess away, adding her son doesn't even have toy guns at home. He's only six. He doesn't understand any of this. And I bet he doesn't understand any of this.
He was just having fun.
Yep. I don't know what it's like to have a six-year-old. I know what it's like to have a two-year-old. But, you can't make these, positions with your hands. I bet some other kids have done it. I can't imagine that little Mason here is the only kid in his class that has made gun symbols with his hands. He's just the one that got caught.
Yep.
He's probably,
that's right.
And he's probably a recidivant on this, but... It's so absolutely foreign to what it was like when I grew up. It's absolutely foreign.
Just another reason to get your kids the hell out of the government schools and get them into a home school.
Maybe this is how the problem is going to be solved. The government schools are going to get so restrictive that kids won't be able to go there anymore, and parents will have to send their kids to schools that they paid for.
1-800-259-9231. If you think if this makes, if you can understand this, maybe you can explain it to me. Like, what's the reason for stopping kids from going bang-bang with their fists folded into a gun? Can you explain that to me? Is there somebody out there listening tonight that hears the story and says to themselves, you know, school did the right thing. School did the right thing. 1-800-259-9231. I doubt we'll get that call, but I like to always ask for it. I always like to throw that question out.
You are welcome to call in if that's what you think.
Somebody who supports zero tolerance.
We had a school resource officer call in a couple of months ago to say, well, you know, if a kid has an inch and a half pocket knife blade in his survival kit in his car, he should be suspended. Even if that kid was going to go to West Point and it ruins his chances.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It's a slippery slope.
Couldn't believe it. All right, so there was another one, though, right? You've got a dual story.
Yeah,
a twofer, if you will.
Dual ridiculousness. This one's from Silvay.com. Big brouhaha over New Dorp Boy's tiny toy gun. Staten Island, New York, a 9-year-old New Dorp Boy, wherever New Dorp is.
Staten Island.
Apparently. Earlier today, learned that there was no wiggle room in the Department of Education's no toy gun policy, even if the toy gun is just 2 inches long.
Jeez.
Patrick Timoney, a fourth grader at PS 52. Sounds so nice, doesn't it? Scenic. PS 52.
Wow.
In South Beach.
Is that the name of the school?
Yeah, that's what it's like up there.
Public School 52.
Yeah. Was nearly suspended after playing with Legos during
Why don't they just call him by his student number? Student number 7857 at PS 52 was suspended for 2 days today.
Patrick, during his lunch period, because one of his action figures was carrying a toy machine gun. This is a Lego.
An action figure, okay.
Yeah, the Lego, little Lego men.
Really?
You seen them?
I used to have Lego men when I was a kid. I loved Legos. They were too expensive, though.
He and his friend planned a play date with their respective toys, and while sitting around the cafeteria table when the principal walked in and saw the action figure carrying the fake gun. Remember, this is the principal. This guy's got nothing to do with kids. He sits in a stinking office and hassles people all day.
Just a head authoritarian, that's all.
Right.
I'm sure he immediately seized the dangerous weapon.
While the action figure was a standard Lego policeman figure, the brand of the
gun... Oh, it was even a cop!
...could not be determined.
They didn't even give him a pass because it was a cop figurine. How about that?
She took him into her office in the middle of lunch period, and he was crying, said the boy's mother, Laura Timoney. He was afraid. The principal called Ms. Timoney, and... She said she considered the toy suspension worthy, and that she was going to double check with the security administrator, the City Department of Education. According to Ms. Timoney, the administrator said the toy should be confiscated and returned to the parents at the end of the day, and that no other action was necessary.
Crazy. They didn't kick him out.
Yep.
What's this? They didn't kick him out?
They just hassled him.
All right, so arbitrary, right? One school kicks a guy out for holding his hand into a gun. The other guy has something that looks a little more like a gun, and he's just, you know, told to, well, give it to us, and we'll give it back to you later. We're coming up here. You can bring up whatever you want. Tell your story. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
In today's world, a product comes along that revolutionizes the way we live, work, and play.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
MaxFit Gloves is the next generation of Think Glove technology and makes everything you do with your hands feel easier without losing the ability to touch and feel.
Wow!
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, driving a car, or opening a jar, MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip or break hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow!
From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit Glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of Thin Glove technology, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's M-A-X-F-I-T Gloves.com. And use the promo code RADIO to get a special deal.
Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Shame on me, Mark. Shame.
No,
I wasn't paying attention when we came back. We were like 30 seconds into the music bed. I'll explain why. I got one of those fancy new internet radio things.
Don't say the brand. I'm talking to him about advertising.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you go to Amazon and you look for internet clock radio, it's really the only one.
Yeah.
And it was like,
I got one too.
It was like $90, and I know that you had had. I didn't realize you had the exact same model until after I ordered it.
Yeah,
but
the exact same model.
But it's really a nice little product, and you can listen to the Liberty Radio Network or Free Talk Live's live stream, and it's a clock radio too, all at the same time. You can of course listen to any other stream you want from the internet as well. I mean, from all over the world. Very cool little device. Anyway, that's what was distracting me. I was playing around with that. 800-259-9231, and of course I ordered it through amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. You just start your shopping there. Get whatever it is that you're looking for. They've got dozens of categories. You know Amazon, they're the world's largest internet retailer, the superstore of the internet, if you will, with, again, used items even, if you need to save a few extra bucks. If you're ordering new, you get free Super Saver shipping so on many of their items. So head on over to amazon.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies Summer Internship Program is now accepting applications. Radicals for Capitalism, Ideas of a Free Society. There are 9 other, that's 11 total, seminars that have offered by the Institute for Humane Studies. All you have to do is go to libertarianseminars.com. The deadline is March the 31st. They are in major cities across the country. IHS provides meals and housing. All you have to do is get there. LibertarianSeminars.com.
Hey, since we were talking about, we've been talking about zero tolerance, these kids at school getting in trouble for one of them folding his fist into a, or his hand into a gun shape thing where your index finger points out and your thumb is sticking straight up, kind of a common thing for young males to do. He got in trouble for that. Another one had a Lego toy gun, which was two inches.
He wasn't using it as anything, but it was, you know, the Lego figure had it in his hand.
They were playing with the Lego figures there during lunch.
The principal wanted to suspend him, but the chief security bureaucrat for the public school system there in Staten Island said no, to just take it away and give it to the parents at the end of the day. But the story goes on.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's keep going then.
So Ms. Timoney, that's the mom there, says, it's crazy. He's missing class time, all for silly toys.
Oh, he wouldn't learn anything.
The boys are just trying to relax. If there's a real threat, then why not call the police department?
Exactly.
Don't suggest that to them, Ms. Timoney, because they'll just come right in and mace the kids.
Well, she knows there's no real threat, right? I mean, she
that much is true, but is all you have to do is take a look at what happens when these bureaucrats call the police.
It's true. And they'll handcuff kids and take the take a six-year-old out in handcuffs in front of all their classmates. Really humiliating stuff.
This is my favorite part of the whole article.
Oh, boy.
She pointed out that the other child had an action figure that was holding an axe, but only Patrick was reprimanded.
Interesting.
So, it's the gun aspect, not the weapon aspect.
Right, so hatchet your neighbor to death. That's fine.
Right, that's fine. I mean, it's certainly bloodier, I would think.
I would think so.
Worse from the horror film standpoint, at least.
Yeah, it's pretty horrific, I'm sure.
So when are we going to take responsibility for common sense and logic, she says. Yeah, this gal has it. She's right on the ball.
You're going to have to be the one to do it. I mean, when are we going to do it? Well, they aren't going to do it anytime soon. They are going to make more absurd rules and regulations and force your children to abide by them. And because part of the government school's purpose, and if you disbelieve this, check with John Taylor Gatto, former New York State Teacher of the Year. Part of the purpose of government schools is to indoctrinate the youth of America into being obedient serfs. To being obedient little citizens who will do as they are told. You be quiet when the lights are turned out. See that little stoplight thing? Now, when that turns red, son, you need to be quiet. They've got all kinds of different methods. But did they do the lights turning out thing when you were in school?
They did on the bus. If they turned the lights on the bus, everybody had to be quiet on the school bus.
Wasn't it normally daylight when you were going?
No, it was just an indication to be quiet.
Oh.
There were, like, interior lights on the bus. And, I can understand being a bus driver, and it's just getting too loud, and I need to concentrate, so they turn the lights on.
I feel sorry for the bus drivers. I mean, I remember how I was with the bus driver back then, and I was not a very good, well-behaved bus patron, if you will.
Gotcha.
But they used to turn on, again, the whole cafeteria, they used to flip the lights off. And the idea was everybody had to be quiet at that point. And that's training people. That's just a fraction of the indoctrination that they do, just getting people obedient.
My favorite is the way, and I get where you're coming from, but there are times for silence and that kind of thing. But my favorite is, you're just going to have to hold it, son. You know, whatever's going on here is too important for you to go use the bathroom. And doing this to young kids is an accident waiting to happen. And then they get embarrassed in front of the other kids. I mean, when they pee their pants, you mean? Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, I've seen it happen,
and it's really sad. But what's the point of that? I mean, obviously there's times in life when you have to hold it, but really, what are you doing that's so important there, little Miss Second Grade Teacher? Mm-hmm. This kid has to hold it.
Yep. Is there more to the story?
The DEO's discipline code says that all imitation weapons are prohibited. Before considering suspension, is it up to a principal to decide whether a fake gun looks realistic by evaluating the color, size, shape, appearance, and weight? So this principal believed that this gun looked realistic enough in being 2.5 inches long in the hand of a Lego figure that it was suspension worthy. A message left for the principal, Evelyn, I'm going to try to get her name in here just because the assist is so stupid, Matriani, was not returned. However, Margie Feinberg, a spokeswoman for the DOE, said that the Department of Education said that there is a no-tolerance policy when it comes to fake guns because they are considered harmful to the school community.
Yeah.
Even though this woman threatened to suspend the kid, contrary to the rules.
I would like to implement a zero-tolerance school policy where I have zero tolerance for the government schools because they're harmful to the community. Oh, well, I can't do that because if I try that, they'll steal my house from me. So I'd like to have my own zero tolerance policy, zero tolerance towards funding the government schools, because I really don't want to pay to support government schools. I'm not against education. I'm in favor of education, just not their brand of education. But yet I don't have the ability to just create my own policy and decide to enforce it, because they'll just take my house. Maybe someday we'll get enough people together who are willing to put their houses on the line, and we can have a mass tax revolt against these government schools. Boy, that is one of my fantasies. I look forward to that day, because I would much rather give my renters an extra $1,000 a year, or however much money it would be that that I might save from not having to pay the school tax.
Sure,
that's where the bulk of their rent goes to.
In a world where you don't have where everybody doesn't have that overhead, then rent's going to go down all around.
Right. So anyway, go on with the story.
Toy guns were not allowed in schools, she said.
Her voice is pretty deep, huh?
Yeah.
Adding that the conference was held among the principal, the parents, and the student about the topic.
You know what would have been perfect? What would have been perfect in one of these stories? And I guess it's a good thing that this isn't happening that much anymore, but I know that some schools still do it. Can you imagine if little Johnny brings his toy gun to school, his Lego toy gun to school, and ends up getting paddled over it?
I don't think they paddle kids much anymore.
You don't think they paddle kids these days? I know I've heard stories within the last decade of that happening.
I don't know. It's hard for me to believe.
Were you paddled in school, or do you know of a story like that that's been happening recently? Would love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. But wouldn't that be perfect irony that the child is punished with violence for bringing something that actually had no chance whatsoever of doing any kind of violence?
Yeah, no doubt. The issue was resolved, said Mrs. Feinberger. Ms. Feinberg, the child will not be bringing the toy gun to school any longer.
They showed him. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. So since we're talking about guns, there's a little bit of good news out of Wyoming. We'll explain what's happening up that way and allow you to take control and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks $20. Trigger finger gloves $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $40. $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Again, you can take control of the airwaves. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website. FreeTalkLive.com is where you go to enjoy the features for free. As I mentioned earlier, it is a brand new redesigned website for 2010. It is the new FreeTalkLive.com. FTL 2.0 allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners in a new way. You get to submit show prep and essays and blog posts and things like that for other listeners to vote up or vote down. And you can also vote up or vote down anything that you see. It's a really neat little system, and you can go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Before we continue with the calls, just want to point out, Mark, you are incorrect, and school paddling does exist. According to schoolpaddling.org, it is still lawful in 21 states. It is still lawful, and it's a common practice, fairly common practice, in Texas, Oklahoma, Alabama, Arkansas, and Mississippi. I've actually got a news story about how one Georgia county has reinstituted it. Maybe we'll get to talk about that, but let's go back to your phone calls here. Kitty is listening to WAIS-TV in Nelsonville. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kitty.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to you, and I got to thinking about it, okay? If this lady were... They got after her for her child bringing in that little tiny toy.
Yeah, the toy gun.
Yeah, I think that if somebody like that would get them a good lawyer and say, okay, I'm going to sue every toy company that makes these things and entices my child to want to play with them, and then hit up the movie companies and stuff like that, I think that they would get some attention to where somebody would do something about this.
You'd be laughed out of court.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think so.
Do you really think that? Why would you want to do something like that anyway?
It's not the toy company's fault that the bureaucrats are acting in such a crazy fashion.
No, but at least it would give me some headway to where I can say, okay, then you do something about this. My child should be allowed to play with it. If you're going to make this for my child to play with, then my child should be able to play with it.
You want the toy company to take some sort of action against the government school as a result of you suing them
first? Well, no. What I'm saying is it would be a voice heard to where the government would step in and say, okay, we're carrying this too far. We need to do something about it.
Well, I think that this is the same sort of fallacious idea that somehow the gun companies are responsible for what you do with a gun in the same way a toy company is not really responsible for what you do with a toy. So it's not fair, even though you may get some press. I don't know, but it's you know, those toy companies have to defend themselves in court against somebody who goes after them. It seems to me that, if you're going to take somebody to court, take the school district to court and let a jury of their peers decide.
That's also pretty futile.
People,
as well.
You know, people try all the time and they can't seem to get nowhere with it.
That's because it's hard just to sue the government. That's
right.
For sure.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that
they're not getting anywhere.
Right. I think this. But by the way, I think this is incredibly a poor strategy because you're essentially using you're attempting to use their system to change their system, and you're essentially initiating an aggression through the court system in hopes that that's going to pan out in your favor. Wouldn't it make more sense to just pull your kid out of the government school rather than having to go through all that?
I never put mine through public school.
Well, good for
period.
You.
Yeah,
I can understand why. He was home taught.
Smart move. It
Thank
was
you
worth
for doing
it.
That.
I bet it was worth it, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, the state had a right to come in and test him, and they tested him. And at seventh grade, he had a second year college.
That's great. Fine. I don't think the state has a right to do anything personally. Only individuals and individuals have rights, not.
In Ohio, around here, yeah, if you homeschool your child, they're allowed to come in at any given time and test them to see.
Oh, I realize they're
sure
going to do what they're going to do. Right? I realize
make
this,
sure that you're teaching them.
Well, that's what they claim. But I realize that they're going to do what they're going to do because they have men with guns who will take you and put you into a cage if you don't go along with their plan. But just because they have might, I don't believe that gives them any kind of right. That's just violence against
people. No, it don't give them a right.
Right.
But
okay.
The thing is they are doing it, and somebody's using poor strategy somewhere because they're still getting away with it. The voices aren't being heard.
Wait, which voices aren't being heard?
The people that haven't, the children are being attacked with this. Their voices aren't being heard.
You mean the kids that are in the government schools?
The lady with her child, she's not being heard. It's still going on. The children are, are still getting in trouble for bringing these little tiny toys.
Yes, and it's going to get worse. I mean, there's stories that are written about it.
It's going to get worse.
It's in the news. People are, we're talking about it. So to some extent, it's being heard. And whenever we discuss zero tolerance, the overwhelming response from our callers is very against the idea of zero tolerance. I think most people look at it and they say, wow, that's really absurd. I mean, how could you possibly?
Yeah, but that's as far as it's going.
Well, right, because what do people? Because people have a defeatist mentality about government and this idea that you can't fight City Hall. And I'm pretty sure it's City Hall that put that particular phraseology out there because it benefits them. And I don't necessarily agree with the idea of fighting in the first place anyway, but I think that you absolutely can have liberty, but you have to actually be willing to work towards it. And you're correct that complaining isn't going to really make things any better because the government people don't care about
what
you think.
When they're actually really heard, then something will go into motion and something will start trying to be done.
What do you think it would take? What do you think it would take to get people heard on
this? It's going
to
take something to get a lot of people to, believe it or not, the government pissed off.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can go to your school board meeting and get all angry at them for having zero tolerance, and I don't think that's going to change it either.
You know, the spanking thing here kind of bothers me. You said
paddling?
Yeah, paddling. The 20-something states have, schools that are allowed to paddle children.
According to school paddling.
And about a half dozen do it regularly.
According to schoolpaddling.org, that is correct. 21 states.
Please check in and see if New Hampshire's on that list, because I'd like to know that for sure. But, I just wonder, what would happen if, because I haven't, we don't paddle Jack. Now, I'm not saying that I don't think that parents should be able to paddle their kids or something like that. I'm just saying that we've decided not to go that route.
Good choice.
So if for whatever reason we sent Jack to kindergarten and he was a bad little boy and they decided to paddle him, it would be a very big deal. We have never done such a thing. I wonder what it would be like if I just said, I'm sorry, bureaucrats, you've stepped over your line here and you're going to need a paddling.
Bend over.
And bend her over and paddle her little butt for it. I mean, that's going to be, what, a felony? It's assault on a union worker, a government union worker.
Probably
You'll get life in prison for that.
Probably get one charge of assault for each paddle.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to spank her at least. Give her one smack for smacking my kid, another smack for accepting stolen money through the government coercion system. Probably two or three.
Yeah, another one for not saying you're sorry.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. So I'll look for that, Mark. I'll see if I can get that information for you here. But Let's continue. Gene, the Christian anarchist on the Amp Lines. You're on Free Talk Live. Gene.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Ever heard of the Gulf of Tonkin incident?
The Gulf of Tonkin incident. That's the incident that was used as the excuse. You all right?
You didn't fall down, did you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
No, like no, there's a car over here. It's just started.
The Gulf of Tonkin was the incident that was used as the excuse to pretty much kick off the Vietnam War, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, what do we know about it?
It was manufactured. They basically made it up.
Yeah. And what did we know about it when it happened?
Probably, we thought it to be real.
Yeah, they probably acted as though it were true.
So 30 years later, we find out the real truth behind what actually happened at Gulf of Tonkin.
Yes.
Now, the reason I'm pointing this out is I could point out at least 100 other incidents, including the diseased blankets they gave to the Indians in the 1800s. So there are all kinds of nasty little things that men in power have done in order to change policy or to manipulate people. So the point I'm getting at is these guys that are showing up and doing these crazy things, some of them, now I haven't really looked into this latest shooter guy, but I did look into the airplane guy because I'm kind of interested in that. And he had ties to, he was a software designer and he did stuff for the military contractors and also had something to do with the remotely piloted aircraft program, designing software for that. So the point I'm getting at is it's easy to make us look bad, to make the people that love liberty look bad and look like terrorists, by taking people that are conveniently connected and conveniently easy to manipulate and make them appear to do something that either they did or they didn't do. And what I'm getting at is that some of these things that we're taking as truth are not truth. In fact,
I'll tell you what, Gene, hang on. We'll let you express yourself fully in moments. Hour number three is on the way. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. And we'll hear more from Gene on this issue. And of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. Hour number three coming up shortly. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.